Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Who Do You Love? This is your host, Dee Sedgwick, and today I'm gonna talk about freezer spells. I know I've been promising you guys months that I was gonna produce this. Now we're finally here, and I apologize for the delay. Life just happens, so you know what to do. Go and get everything that you need, pen, a piece of paper if you would like to take notes, and just or listen to what I got to say, and the rest is history. So I'm going to go ahead and pay some bills, come back. We're going to get right into it. All right. Thank you for sticking it out with me. And today I decided to talk about freezer spells for the most part. That is... it can be a hex, if you say, but it's not a heavy type of hex. Normally, when you do freezer spells, you want to stop gossip or stop bad things happening to you, or just stop or pause people who gossip about you or wish ill will on you. Anything like that, a freezer spell might be appropriate to use. Now, before you do any type of tricks or roots, please have discernment. Like, try to do regular stuff first before you start trying to do spells on people, because if you're not pure in your intentions and your thoughts and the reason why you're doing it, and you're just being loosey-goosey, it may backfire on you. So that's just my, you know, disclaimer. Think about it really long and hard before you even suggest that you're going to do it, because things manifest in our minds, and that what manifestation does, it comes into reality. So I just want you to be mindful before you start. I'm just going to give you a couple of little bullet points. Nothing too much about freezer spells, like the days of the week to do it, some little small quick freezer spells, provide you with like some kind of herbs that you may use to start getting your freezer spell or your, you know, jar spell to freeze in order. So of course you have to think about why you're gonna do it. You got a couple of questions you should ask yourself, like, why are you gonna do it? Also, have you tried any other resolution prior before that? You know, like, really think long and hard. People who just throw tricks out there just because stuff is not going their way, or they don't like that person, something is wrong with them, and they don't have active communication. Like, you have to communicate to that person before you start laying tricks on them, because you don't know if those people are protected or dealing with magic within themselves. We would like to think that it's just us that know how to do hoodoo or voodoo or do tricks or, you know, roots on people. But this is actual a community. So think long and hard before you start implying or putting these type of spells out. Now, I'm going to provide you with a couple of quick spells to do, and some stuff that what you shouldn't do as well, so it can be effective. Now, when you do roots or anything like that, you have to be in mind that these things are not automatically, you know what I'm saying? It takes time to get the results that you want, you know, so you just have to be diligent in your practice, do what you got to do. This type of spell is like carefree. You can kind of leave it in a freezer and, you know, just see the progress of how that individual or individuals respond to the magic. And please give it some time. Don't think that you're going to do this shit in a week and it's going to just come to fruition. No, it's not like that. It's patience with this. Very much so. So, with that being said, we can go ahead and start. So, freezer spells, to me, the best days to do freezer spells is on Tuesdays or Saturdays. Tuesdays is like Ogun Day. So he is really like into war, and he's a warrior. So, in my mind, and Saturday is like like to set the week off. So that's to be a best day. If we're gonna do magic on days, that would be the best day to do it. If you're a type of moon type of magician, or I won't say witch or conjurer, I would say the waning moon and the new moon. That the waning moon is kind of like phasing to go to black, and the new moon is a black moon, so that's when new beginnings, new things you should be putting in practice, things like that to start this type of spell up. So with that being said, you can put a lot of different type of herbs in your freezer with your freezer spell. Also be in my mindful of the containers that you use. My go-to to use with any type of magic that I do is mason jars or candle jars. Like, you get candles and they kind of like, for instance, I'm not getting any like sponsorship for them, but Bath and Body Works, like them small jars with a top and a lid is good that I use. I'll wash them out, clean them and put my freezer stuff in there. If you want to hide your spells, you can put them in little ice cubes, things of that nature. But be very careful of the things that you put in there, because we want something to freeze. So when you start up your jar, of course clean it. I wash it out, even if it's just like a jar that I do work in or stuff like that. I wash it out with some normal soap and water, cleanse it out with some like lemon, and then I will rinse that out, and then like sage or Palo Santos and stuff like that. And I talk to my jar like, hey, this is the intention of what I'll need you to do, and put my blessings to consecrate that jar, and then start with water, putting water in it, because we could get it. I would say water because it will freeze. Vinegar, it will freeze. Teas made from certain herbs. You can boil whatever herbs that you really want that effect to. Boil it, make it out of a tea, pour it in your jar that's already ready. And you can freeze. This is stuff that you can freeze. I would say stay away from alcohols and oils, because it does not freeze. If you want to do a freezer spell with like a fruit, lemons are the best way to go, because they can be used for cleanse and for other like things to stop. I'm trying not to say like hex, you know what I mean? But like some, it can be used kind of negative too. Okay, it's positive uses coming from lemon, negative uses. Beef tongue. I use beef tongue for like my for negative influence, for the simple fact of it really works. It can be expensive though. That's what I didn't understand. I didn't get that it was so expensive. So if you have money and you really want to get some results, buy you a beef tongue. It's huge, and may not have room for it, but yeah, if you're really trying to get to the nitty-gritty, go for the beef tongue. So I'm just gonna just explain some spells that you can do. Like, if someone is causing you harm, or you're scared that or they're gossiping about you, or you just want to stop the negative energies coming towards you, first protect yourself if you're doing that at all. Work, do some type of protection first, okay? You learn how to do that first before you start learning how to try to hex people. A lot of new people or new conjurers, they come in and that's the first focus. Like, how I can hex someone, or and what is love? Like, can I get this person to fall in love with me? You know what I mean? So have some discernment when you first start doing this. With that being said, here's some simple ways that you can start off your freezer spell. You know, get you a white piece of paper, write the name in black on one side, and then on the other side, write, "I hereby freeze blank name and bind him and her for causing harm," and that will stop them from causing any harm from anybody. You know, and the next thing is to put it in a container. Like we talked about the mason jar that I will use. I mean, plastic is okay. I just want to use something very, very natural, so to speak, that won't have any BPAs or any type of toxins in it. I want it to be, you know, working. I want it to be powerful for it. But I will put the paper in a container with water. And I will start adding herbs, you know. For this one, you can add black pepper to just stop them. And then what you do, you leave it in the freezer until that person stops bothering you. And that's a freezer spell. That is so simple. It's like 6 steps to it. Now, a freezer spell to stop gossip is a little bit different, because that's when the beef tongue come into play. If you so choose, if you have time to do that, great, you know. But you don't have to. You can do just another direction as we do in the regular freezer spell with the paper and the water, things like that. But you're going to use like a different herb. So what you're going to do is get a hot chili. You can get a habanero. Anything spicy, the hotter the better to stop. And then you insert the piece of paper with the full name, with the person's full name in there. And while you're doing that, you'll be saying, "Here, I put you. If you dare say my name, your tongue will burn." Of course, you know, you add your salt. You can wrap this with the paper in some aluminum foil. And you can actually leave the aluminum foil and either put it in water with the aluminum foil in it, or just leave the aluminum foil with the chili and the black pepper, and the salt, and just put it in the freezer until that person comes down. Then after that, you can throw it away. I like to burn my things like that, or leave it by the railroad, stuff like that. You know, said to get rid of it. We get into another segment on how you actually should get rid of your work, because you just shouldn't leave it around and just, "Oh, I'm done," because that shit will come back. The spirits, whatever, will come back and get you. Okay, these are very basic spells. They should be harmless, and they should be really, really easy to maintain. Now, we talked about what kind of like personal stuff that you should use. So you kind of should, you know, if you want to have a strong effect, you should try to get some personal items. Now, I'm not saying if they close to you, things like that, yes, hair, any personal concerns of those, if you can get it, gather that. But if you can't, you can get like a business card, you can print a picture of them, some type of personal concerns that will like attach them to the work. And if you want to like put some fire on it or some stank on it, you know what I mean, you can always, I'm really big into candle magic. So what I'm just telling you what my preference is that I will actually do the jar. I will put some of their personal concerns. If I cannot find anything of personal to them, I will get just a white piece of paper or a brown paper bag and tear that off, write their name in it, put the salt, the pepper, and the chili, roll it away from me to like tie it up so the herbs can stay in there. Roll it towards me, away from me, wrap it up really good, dump it into the vinegar and water mixture, and leave it like that. That's how I personally do. I will, before I put it in the freezer, I affix a candle on there, like a black candle or red candle on there and just say my prayer or whatever I want to command and program the candle to do, and put it in the freezer after the candle burnt out. Put it in the freezer and then await, you know, my results. Now, it's a couple of herbs that you can use with your work in this freezing: red pepper flakes, nails. You know, black pepper is like for protection from them. Alum, you can buy that at the grocery store. And my favorite is slippery and bark. Now, that stops gossip. It stops you in your tracks, you know what I mean? And you can get those for the health food store, things like that. It's really, really, really easy to get a hold of. So that is just my basic way of, and like very quick, because some of these spells will be long and drawn out and you're like, man, I don't have the time to sit up here and be doing this and doing this and doing this. But you have to actually have a routine and be habitual, you know what I'm saying, with your work and things like that. It's every once in a while you can go look at your work and see, and when you start feeling the results, then you get rid of the work, you know what I'm saying, safely. And that's going to be in my next segment on how we kind of like ways we can get rid of work. But this is a good way to like stop people from bothering you. It would just freeze them, you know what I mean? And the longer you freeze them, or the, you know, it start working, they won't come back to you or come back up to you and bother you anymore, because it's going to be something in their spirit that be like, hell no, nah, I'm cool. You know, I'm just stuck with, you know, when it comes down to, if I say this person that I'm a stutter or bite my tongue or something like that, nothing too harmful, you know, just very mild work. So that's the end of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope you had got some information for free to send comments, questions, or concerns. I have email address, whodoyoulove07@gmail.com. Also, Who Do You Love Facebook and Instagram. So don't be afraid to DM me. Let me know if you have any questions, or even if you have any, like, you know, you can add to it. You feel me? You can definitely email me. I'm open for discussion with you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for like blowing my podcast up, because it's really moving and I appreciate you. And don't forget, I have a small online business. It's Dumo Body Care at bigcartel.com. So check me out and see me on the gram or any social platforms. My name is The Sedge Witch, and I will see you guys later. Thank you so much. Bye.